Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Christianity, we can put it into three groups: Catholics, Orthodox, Protestants. This is the main groups: Catholics, Orthodox, Protestants. Protestants branched out from the Catholic Church. Martin Luther, and before Martin Luther, you have John Calvin, you have the Reformists. And the Calvinist theory of predestination. Predestination means that God is already predetermined who's going to be saved, who's not. So God has preferences. So you're going to be saved. Okay, come this way. This guy's a reject. Forget about him. Martin Luther had a problem with Pope Leo the 6th or the 10th? The 10th, thank you. Martin Luther had an issue with the Pope of his time, which was Pope Leo the 10th. I must say, with all love and respect, I'm talking, by the way, please. No hard feelings, no. Anyway, I have red belt in karate, so if you want to fight me, I'm kind of dangerous, you know. So anyway, Pope Leo the 10th, at the time, he was doing things biblically incorrect. That's history. Don't be upset if you're a Catholic. Pope Leo the 10th was doing things biblically I have a lot of question marks about. Martin Luther, who was Catholic, by the way, born German. Germans are strong, very strong-headed, eh? Well, Pope Benedict the 16th, who passed away in recent times, may God rest his soul in peace, he was German as well. But he was, to somewhat degree, more conservative than the current Pope. Pope Francis. Pope Benedict the 16th was more conservative, but I don't like talking about this kind of topics. It's very sad. I pray the Vatican City wakes up very soon, otherwise the Lord will teach them a very big lesson. The Vatican City needs to wake up badly and urgently. But he was very conservative, but he was German. So Martin Luther, raised in the Catholic Church, he was a monk priest, he used to pray the rosary, he used to celebrate the Holy Mass, he used to say this is the body and the blood of Christ. He was a Catholic. Then he saw the Pope doing certain things which were wrong, biblically were wrong. So what, you're a Pope, you are susceptible to making mistakes. You're a human, and every human is under the influence of making mistakes. So he went and questioned the Pope. He had about 97 theses. He put it before the Pope, and he said, I want you to answer them. In retaliation to the action of Martin Luther, without bringing Martin Luther and questioning him and seeing what his intentions were, the Pope, in return, he excommunicates Martin Luther from the Catholic Church. Excommunication is the ultimate punishment you give a clergyman. What is excommunication? You are now detaching that person from Christ completely. In other words, this person is going to hell. So Martin Luther was excommunicated. by the Pope, Leo X. What did Martin Luther do? He had followers. So they protested against the Catholic Church, and they became the Protestant branch of Christendom. Protestantism comes from the word to protest. They protested against the Catholic Church. I can assure you, if Martin Luther had known there was orthodoxy in the East, he wouldn't have created a branch of his own. He would have gone and joined orthodoxy, because what he began with was absolute orthodox belief. So he would have been saved by the orthodox. So what he did, he said, no, I need to save these Catholic people from this Pope. So I have to save them. He created a branch and they became Protestants. And the first branch of Protestantism was the Lutheran Church, named after Martin Luther. Luther became the Lutheran Church. When you go to a Lutheran church, you will see till now, they still have certain things like an apostolic traditional Catholic church has. They celebrate, they say this is the body and the blood. They say the Nicene Creed. They have some sort of a liturgical service, not fully like the Catholic Church, but they still have the touch of the Catholic Church in the Lutheran, since it was the first ever established branch after the split and departing from the Catholic Church. That happened in the 16th century. After 500 and odd years later, we have about 800 million Protestants worldwide, with over 3,000 branches alone in America. And every branch says, I'm right. So which one?
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.